The Colorado Agricultural Development Authority is now headed into its 40th year of serving agricultural producers in Colorado. During the past four decades, we have assisted with more than 500 loans totaling over $100 million to the state's agricultural industry. The vast majority of these loans have been made to assist beginning farmers and ranchers here in Colorado. Our Beginning Farmer program is available for individuals and married couples interested in farming and wish to purchase farm or ranch land anywhere within the state. To learn more about this program, visit our website at cadafarmloan.com, email us at jimrcada@comcast.net, or call us at 303-815-9543. We look forward to working with you through 2020 and in the years to come.
Being a Colorado Farm Bureau member has its benefits. From outstanding insurance to products and services, Farm Bureau members have access to an extensive member benefits program, like $1,000 off the Polaris Brutus UTV or 20% off hotels. Take advantage of these benefits and go to coloradofarmbureau.com.
If you don't know where to begin to get mental health, substance use, or emotional help for yourself or someone you know, start with the Colorado Crisis Services. They provide confidential and immediate support 24/7, 365. Call toll-free 1-844-493-TALK. That's 1-844-493-8255. Or text TALK to 38255 to speak to a trained professional now. You can learn more online at ColoradoCrisisServices.org.
Tri-State, a power supplier to electric cooperatives across the West, committed to a cooperative approach to a clean grid. Learn about Tri-State's responsible energy plan at tristate.co-op.
Ag Fact of the Day. 166,000 dairy cows call Colorado home. Corn farmers are proud to help feed these hardworking gals responsible for producing over 4 million pounds of milk each year. This Ag Fact is courtesy of Colorado Corn Farmers Checkoff Dollars and the Colorado Corn Administrative Committee.
Welcome back to This Week Inside the Barn with me, Brian Ulmer. The Farmers Market Coalition is a national organization committed to strengthening farmers markets and announced the launch of its nationwide campaign for its 21st annual National Farmers Market Week, August 2nd through the 8th. National Farmers Market Week is a celebration started by the United States Department of Agriculture, which highlights the essential role farmers markets play in the nation's food system. The campaign runs throughout the first full week of August each year and is formally declared by a USDA proclamation. This year, National Farmers Market Week is sponsored by Square, Farm Credit Council, the American Farmland Trust, Farm Aid, the Food Liability Insurance Program, and the Farm Board. FMC's 2020 National Farmers Market Week campaign is designed to address the specific ways farmers markets continue to be an essential part of the local food system. This year, National Farmers Market Week is centered on three key messages. First, farmers markets are essential businesses. Local food systems with short supply chains are resilient and dependable in making food available to their communities and provide an essential service to the communities they feed as well as the farmers and ranchers that rely on them. Secondly, farmers market operators are local food heroes. When the coronavirus pandemic hit, market managers were some of the first to implement innovative strategies to change their operations around public health protocols. Despite that fact, market operators are often left out of relief efforts for food system workers. And third, farmers markets are safe. Emerging research supports that outdoor marketplaces like farmers markets can be safer than alternative indoor retailers due to unlimited air circulation, sunlight, the flexibility to enforce social distancing by spreading out vendors and products, and farmers market operators continue to implement new strategies to keep their community staff and vendors safe. According to Emily Allgood, the manager of the Larimer County Farmers Market in Larimer County, Colorado, it was a challenge to have a market this season. We implemented additional measures to keep our vendors, customers, and volunteers healthy and safe. We increased the number of hand wash stations, asked participants to wear face coverings, and encouraged social distancing while at the market. All in all, she said, it's been worth it just to hear customers say that going to the markets makes the summer feel normal. Each year, we have a lot of returning vendors, but we were still able to recruit 25% new vendors to expand our market this year. Farmers Market Coalition's Executive Director Ben Feldman said in a statement that National Farmers Market Week is a chance to celebrate all that farmers markets do for their communities. This year, we are focused on the essential role that farmers markets play in local food systems. Even in a global pandemic, farmers market operators have worked tirelessly to innovate and come up with solutions to continue to serve their communities. While farmers markets are among the safest places to buy food, the increased costs and time required to stay operational are major challenges for all markets nationwide. It is more important than ever to support our local farmers markets during this crisis. Now, as the only national organization dedicated to the needs of farmers market operators, the Farmers Market Coalition makes it easy for all market managers, regardless of capacity, to participate in National Farmers Market Week by providing free tools, guides, and materials to more than 8,600 farmers markets nationwide. Market operators and organizations can use the resources to promote their markets and educate their communities during the week-long celebration. This year, due to social distancing restrictions, most of the celebrating will be confined to online celebrations. Farmers market supporters are encouraged to participate in the celebration by shopping at or donating to their local market and by using the hashtags Farmers Market Week and hashtag Farmers Markets Are Essential to share the value that their farmers markets brings to their communities. The Farmers Market Coalition is a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to strengthening farmers markets for the benefit of farmers, consumers, and communities. If you want more information about the Farmers Market Coalition or about National Farmers Market Week, visit farmersmarketcoalition.org. And finally, to cap off another successful, albeit different, county fair due to COVID-19, the Weld County Fair's Junior Livestock Sale will be held August 3rd at 3 p.m. and will be open only to the youth selling their livestock, their families, and buyers who choose to attend in person. New this year is a virtual component that will allow buyers who prefer to participate online, along with the general public, to do so, as the sale will be live streamed via liveauctions.tv. Approximately 245 kids will present their prized livestock at that sale. According to Weld County Commissioner Chair Mike Freeman, he said, "This sale is a fantastic event for our youth. I'm proud of these kids and want to thank fair staff for putting on a livestock sale that is mindful of the health and safety of everyone in attendance, including the online viewers." The annual Weld County Fair Junior Livestock Sale gives 4-H Club and FFA members the opportunity to earn money they can put towards college or to prepare themselves for a career in production agriculture. If you'd like to watch or participate in the 2020 Weld County Fair's online sale, please visit www.liveauctions.tv. And for more information about the Junior Livestock Sale, visit weldcountyfair.com. And if you'd like to watch any of the webcast archives from the 2020 Weld County Fair's virtual Junior Livestock Shows, Showmanship, and Championship Drives, you can check them out online at livestream.com/BarnMedia/2020WCF. Huge thanks to the Weld County Fair Royalty for running the iPad camera for the entire time. Well, that's a wrap on this week's show. You can check out all the audio from this week's guest, from the American Egg Board CEO Emily Metz, or more information about Dairy Max, the Weld County Fair Junior Livestock Sale, or about National Farmers Market Week online inside the barnabarnmedia.net. Until next time, this is Brian Almer. Hope that you have a wonderful weekend, and thanks for making this week Inside the Barn part of it. Take care, folks, and God bless.